All right, I want to pray, and then I have a song that I want Terry to play for us. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to share. I thank you that you gave me the chance to do this today. Lord, I do want to encourage women, and I'm asking that you would speak through me to let their hearts feel that today. Go ahead, Terry. 2 minutes. Okay. All right. That is not me playing, but I have played that song. And my point is that if you want to know how to double tongue, see me. Did everybody get a copy of the notes? Okay. Gloria says she has one or two there at the table. Okay. I'm going to make you get your Bible out. Well, you could follow along, but if you'd like to look up the scriptures, I do use the New King James Version for most of my Bible reading and my scriptures. If you have a different version, that may bring a little bit different light to that. Okay, this is called Mentoring 101. You can do this. This is something that the Lord put on my heart. Someone else has been a mentor in my life, many of women. I have some examples that I'll give later. One that specifically talked to me about mentoring, it was Deidre Brassard. Some of you know her. She's currently living in Colorado Springs, a wonderful place to visit, and she would love to see any of you if you get a chance to go out that way. A mentor is a wise and trusted advisor, a teacher, someone that knows some things. All of us have things that we need to learn, and all of us have things that we can share. Like I can do double tonguing for a trumpet. We surrender to the Lord what he has given us. The theme is surrender. And April had mentioned on that first night, sometimes one of the hardest things is our time. And our talents and our giftings, the things that God has put within us. The first scripture that I want to share is from 2 Timothy 2:2, and I did type them out just in case it was running out of time trying to find them all. This is a premise of our church. It is something that Kirk mentioned just this past Sunday, that, you know, the next generation is not the next generation, it's the current generation that we are concerned with, to raise them up to see God's work continue. The scripture says, "The things that you have learned from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." So there's a four-person chain here. Paul was the one speaking in this letter. He taught Timothy, and he exhorted Timothy. He was told to teach others, not so it would die there, but so those that he's teaching, Timothy's teaching, would be able to teach others. And others, and others further on down. That's how we have received the Word of God. We didn't, you know, see the scrolls that were written there. These have been passed down from one generation to the next. Paul taught Timothy, teach faithful men to teach others also. And it's kind of neat that God is bringing some of this stuff together. The Titus 2, it's the next scripture there, Titus 2, verses 3 through 5. This is part of our heritage, our DNA from the Christian Center, from Abbot Loop in Alaska to Colorado Springs to Alliance Christian Center down to today. It's talking, April mentioned, the older men, be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, love, patience. In verse 3, the older women likewise, they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, admonish younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. And these are some of the things on that survey, on the teaching that they want to be starting to share, the older women to teaching those to the younger. And I have a perspective with that also. Psalm 119, verses 99 and 100, that very, very long psalm. It says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, the older ones, because I keep your precepts. And the wisdom that David or the psalmist is talking about here comes because of the love of the Word of God that they have. And that's one of the things that we are, you know, supposed to be sharing to pass on to the next generation, And it's not just physical age. He says, I'm younger, but I have more understanding than the ancients, than my teachers, because I keep your word. 1 Timothy 4:12. Paul is again talking to Timothy. It said, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. It's not an example of the believers, although we are to be that. We are to be salt and light to the world. But it is to be an example to the believers, the things that God has placed in you, that you are to share those with others in his kingdom. Proverbs 13:20. This is a scripture that we taught our children. Hopefully some of it stuck. It says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. So if you want to get wiser, find someone who is wise and be with them, emulate them. Don't be a companion of fools. 1 Corinthians 11:1, a very, very short verse. It's almost like grouped with the end of 1 Corinthians 10. Paul says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. He gave an example. He was someone that was, you know, wise, someone worth following, someone that had words of life that he wanted to share. Way at the end of the Bible, John, 3 John verse 4. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And that's the part that we're supposed to pass on, the truth of God's word. 1 Corinthians 10, 24. Said, let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. So it's not about us. It's about finding a place to minister to others. And I like this example in 1 Thessalonians. Few books over. 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 5 through 8. It says, our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word with much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything. So these believers in Thessalonica, they saw what Paul did, and those that were with him, Paul and Timothy and Silvanus, Silas. And they learned it. They experienced it. They were there. And then they went out and did it. The things that they learned, they also went out and shared. Just a few weeks back, Gary was giving a sermon here at the church, Gary Plogger, and he talked about the talents. You know, God has given us talents, and he wants us to use those talents. He has given each of us a specific talent, or more than one, and we work from where we're at. Gary mentioned that. It's not like something that you don't know. It's what you do know, and you are to share those things that you know. It's, again, for others, not for us. And I already told some of the people on this list that I wasn't paying them $10 for mentioning their name. These are some examples in the natural and spiritual for things that you can, you know, improve in, learn, and be mentored. Jen Neff recently, I think in January, when it's the first of the year, when you think about, I'm going to, you know, set some goals for myself. And I remember she got up front and she said, if you haven't read through the Bible, you need to. And if you don't know how to do that, come see me. I can help you get a Bible reading plan. So she's taking something that she knows, and she's willing to share it with someone else so that they can do that and hopefully pass it along to someone after that. I asked Ruth if her mom taught her to sew, and she said, well, couldn't use her sewing machine, but you know, she did learn to sew. And she has taught Rachel. And Rachel has done a lot of different projects, and she has taught her girls, and hopefully when they have an opportunity that they will pass that knowledge on along too. Our beloved April, who teaches Bible studies, has inspired other women to also teach Bible studies. I did teach some myself for a while till my work schedule changed. But April is a woman that's known for her wonderful teaching ability. She, you know, said she taught 10 years for pay and has been teaching for the Lord ever since. And she's invited to other retreats and other churches because of the things that God has imparted to her. So she's willing to do that. And, you know, there are other women that have kind of followed after her footsteps and want to run a Bible study over the years that has happened here. Nicole, I guess she had to leave today. She's known for her evangelism. She's not afraid to speak the word of God to people because they need to hear it. And if you want to minister baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you want to receive baptism of the Holy Spirit, she seems to be gifted in doing that with people. And, you know, get around someone that knows how to teach water baptism. Get around someone that knows how to memorize the word of God. Janet Orne, she is our resident worship leader. She just has a heart for that, and she is raising up some of the next generation, some of these young adults that are part of our worship team. And hospitality, not just the youth group, but anytime, you're welcome in Janet's home. Kick your shoes off and just feel right at home with that. I think of my precious Kathy, I'm gonna cry. And the time that I spent with her in prayer, you know, just that we learn from one another and hopefully pass that on to others, that, you know, praying God's word, persevering, keeping at it. It wasn't like an organized, you know, here at the church thing. It's just something that we, you know, mentored one another, kind of, you know, sharing what we're learning in that. I think of the food service team, that's what I call it. Gail, Diane Klingelhofer, Rose, and Rachel. If you need a funeral dinner, get a hold of these ladies. They can put it together. They know how much food. They know where to get the stuff. They know how long it takes and what effort, you know, has to be put forth to do those things. And hopefully they're raising up another generation behind them. My last thoughts is the, you know, remember, we all have something to share. God has gifted you with certain things that you have grace for to minister to others. Maybe it's, you know, compassion. Just think of Allison and her friend and just how much she has poured out prayers and getting the word out and getting others to do that. And everything that you've learned, either, you know, Paul said he was taught by the Lord some things, but someone has taught us. Someone taught us how to, you know, baptize someone. Someone taught us how to be submitted to our husband. Someone taught us how to, you know, sow or take care of these things. So, and God's work continues until he returns. We don't just give up. We have to be willing to surrender our time and our talents to the Lord. Amen.